With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Montana lawmakers convened in Helena today for day one of the 69th legislature. While swearing into office, legislative leaders talked about their priorities for the next 90 days of policymaking. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Lawmakers gather for a legislative session once every 2 years. There were many new faces in the building as term limits require constant turnover. The first day buzzes like the first day of school. In the upper chamber, 25 new state senators were sworn in, while the other 25 are holdovers serving four-year terms. In the House, all 100 representatives took an oath to begin their two-year terms. Republican Representative Brandon Lear of Savage officially took over the gavel as Speaker of the House.
This is not just another day. This day is charged with responsibility, rich with opportunity, and guided by the voices of Montanans who have entrusted us with their hopes and futures.
House Minority Leader Katie Sullivan of Missoula emphasized that while Republicans hold significant power in the legislative and executive branches, Democrats gained back 11 seats in the state House last election. That ended the GOP's supermajority. Sullivan says her caucus will represent its constituents.
Sometimes that will mean coming to the table and working across the aisle, which we hope to do. Other times that will mean holding the other side accountable and standing up loud and clear against policies that we think are not in the best interest of Montanans.
Medicaid expansion, the rising cost of living, and conflict with the judiciary are expected to dominate debate this session. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.
This is MTPR.